This evening for announcements, men's meeting this Wednesday, I believe it's at 7:30 here. Any other announcements? Or, okay, Peter. God bless you, Peter. And I think there's others leaving, maybe. Monica and not sure who else. But God bless you all. If you go away, be faithful. Pray for us here, too. Okay, for just a short message tonight, I wanted to speak on something here. This time of the year, as you all, I'm sure, are very much aware of, it's extremely busy. You talk to just about anybody and ask them how they're doing, and they're good, and they're very busy. And I like this time of the year. I really enjoy it, summertime, but there's a lot that comes with summer, the work and the gardening and the family reunions and church and schools right around the corner again, and just a lot of things, responsibilities and pressures and meetings, and just things come pouring at you. And some days you just, I'm sure you feel, as I have felt, just a little bit overwhelmed, maybe. And it's not just those things, you know, mixed in at all is the spiritual and the emotional needs that we have. Temptations, relationship struggles, maybe with people, discouragements. And I know that different of you here are facing unique challenges right now, you know, whether it's health or in relationships, special hard times. And some days when you think your plate is full, then one more thing comes and you need to figure out how to adjust and keep living. So when that one more thing came this week that I was going to maybe preach tonight, and I was thinking about what I could share, some words came to my mind from Jesus. Beautiful words from Jesus. He said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And I'd like to ask you to honestly, do you believe that? Is Jesus' yoke easy and is his burden light? Do you really believe that? Do you feel it? How does this work? The title, I guess, I had, or where my thoughts were going on the message is, at Christ's yoke, is it a help or is it a hindrance in your life? And I'd like to read some of these verses here in Matthew 11. If you want to turn to them, you can. I'm going to start at verse 25 in Matthew chapter 11. It said, "And at this time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. All ye that are labor and heavy laden, he says, come, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And does that sound like a paradox? When you're wore out, when you're weary, when you're heavy laden, and then the solution is, take my yoke. Here's a yoke. Put that on you yet. Or does that sound like one more pressure to deal with? One more burden to deal with? I think most of us know what a yoke is. I think there's still used some. It's a instrument usually made of wood that has two holes in it tied together, and two necks go through of oxen or mules, mostly oxen, and it ties them together, keeps them locked in the same direction. They cannot separate one from the other. They often then hook that. It's not just to tie them together, but often they'll hook it to a plow or an instrument so that two can be pulling instead of one. And I think in our society in which we live, society of pride of our freedom and our independence, the anti-authority, the idea of Christian yoke is an idea of bondage. It's restriction and restriction and suppression. And it's a very negative thing. It's more the idea of handcuffs, maybe, tying you down, restraining us from a good life. And like verse 25 says, he has hid these things from the prudent and from the wise people. I think that's true. That these principle, that this is a principle that is hidden from just common man. And I think we're often like my son or children are, that the burdens of life that are placed upon him by his mean mom and dad to eat all his good food and to brush his teeth and to do all these bad, hard things are just a burden. And if he could just get rid of that, life would be so good. It would be free. He could do what he wanted to do. And I think that's about how deep we are sometimes in this life, on this thing of the yoke of Christ. Is that how we feel on the thought of taking the yoke of Christ upon us? Do we see Jesus in our life as a help or a hindrance? Is it a blessing? Or is it just one more thing that we need to do to get to heaven? One more thing, one more struggle to deal with, one more thing to put the flesh under? Is the yoke heavy? Maybe even bondage at times? Or did Jesus really possibly know what he was talking about? I'd like to read something here that brings this out. This is called Life Eased by a Yoke. Did you ever stop to ask what a yoke is really for? Is it to be a burden to the animal which wears it? It is just the opposite. It is to make its burden light. Attached to the oxen in any way other than by a yoke, the plow would be intolerable. Worked by means of a yoke, it is light. A yoke is not an instrument of torture, it is an instrument of mercy. It is not a malicious contrivance for making hard work, making work hard. It is a gentle device to make hard labor light. It is not meant to give pain, but to save pain. And yet men speak of the yoke of Christ as if it were a slavery, and look upon those who wear it as objects of compassion. And what was the burden? It was not some special burden laid upon the Christian, some unique infliction that he must alone bear. It was what all men bear. It was simply life, human life itself, the general burden of life which all must carry with them from the cradle to the grave. Christ saw that men took life painfully. To some it was wearisome, to others failure, to many a tragedy, to all a struggle and a pain. How to carry this burden of life had been the whole world's problem. It is still the whole world's problem. And here is Christ's solution. Carry it as I do. Take life as I take it. Look at it from my point of view. Interpret it upon my principles. Take my yoke and learn of me, and you will find it easy. For my yoke is easy, works easy, sits right upon the shoulders, and therefore my burden is light. Christ's yoke is simple, simply his secret for the alleviation of human life. His prescription for the best and happiest method of living. I thought that was such a beautiful view of the yoke of Christ. I think that our expectations have a lot to do with how we view the yoke. Our expectations of life and what life should be. You know, I think too often we as Christians somehow think that being a Christian should help us escape just the general burden of life. We have unrealistic expectations. We think it'll escape struggles and hardships, and we can soon build up an unrealistic expectation of a trouble-free life. And as you know, it doesn't take long and we're very disappointed, we're discouraged, and inside we're blaming God for this heavy yoke that is upon our shoulders. And it feels like a hindrance instead of a help. But you know, Christ did not come to just give us a life of ease here on earth, but he came to redeem us and to give us a better way, to make the responsibilities of life bearable, lighter. And so as that writing says, whether we choose to be a Christian or whether we choose not to be a Christian, we still face the burden of life. We have to take life. We have to live it. And the question is, will we have Christ help us live life and live by his principles? A couple thoughts I had on this passage here I'll share is the phrase here, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And another mistake I think that we often make, I think it's not even consciously sometimes, is that we try to yoke up Jesus with me, with my life. I have my life, I have my wants, I have my ideals, I have my plans, and I want Jesus on board. I want his blessing, I want his power, all on my selfish agenda. But that is not Jesus' yoke. And when that happens, I think that we find ourselves fighting against the yoke of Jesus. And there again, then we feel like the yoke of Jesus is a hindrance. It's a burden. It's getting in my way. It's getting in the way of my plans. And we find ourselves fighting against the yoke, and it feels heavy. We need to take on, as Jesus said, take my yoke. It's on his terms, his way. And I think we just underestimate how much God knows what he's talking about in the Bible. The rules, we don't like rules, we don't like commandments. But I think it's just like our children. They're actually for their good. And when we obey and do as and submit to the yoke of Christ and live life his way, life does become easier in a lot of ways. No, we still have to live life. We still have hard things that come. But at least we have help. The other part is it says, learn of me. And I just think that we heard about that this morning. How do we learn of him? How are we going to ever know about Christ's ways than to spend time with him? To be with him, to pray with him and read about his life. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, And as you think about being yoked with something or someone, can you imagine being yoked with anything other than someone that's meek, gentle, and humble? Can you imagine being in a yoke with a wild, rough, proud individual? And what a miserable life that would be. And I think that unless we become humble like Christ, we will never be able to bow and put our head into the yoke that Christ has for us. Maybe another reason that we feel the yoke of Jesus is a hindrance instead of a help is just our focus on the here and now, today, the short term. We want a good life today. I want to be pain-free. I want to be trouble-free. And we fall into that health and wealth gospel mentality, I think. And we become unhappy and discontented. We don't have enough. Things are not going well financially, or I can't buy what I want. And we blame the yoke of Christ. We somehow think that if I could shake off this yoke, I could have a good life. Now, I think that's just nothing but carnality. That is just selfishness. And I think Paul had a realistic view of this, of not that life is not easy. We still have life, but Jesus eases the burdens of life. And he said here, you know, he didn't have an easy life. He had a hard life. As far as I know, he didn't have a family. Maybe he did. I think that's a little bit debatable. But as far as we know, he didn't. He's just a single man. He didn't have a big estate. He traveled around. He suffered shipwrecks, being stoned and whipped and chased around and imprisoned. But in 2 Corinthians, I want to read some of his response to his view here of his life. In 2 Corinthians, I'm going to skip around a little bit. It would have been nice to read this whole chapter, but read a few verses starting at verse 8. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8, he says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Looking through the eyes of eternal eyes. I think we need to remember that life is hard. We're living in a sin-cursed world. But Christ is offering help. He's offering ease through this difficult time. He wants to help us. Not only with the temporal things, not only with the work and the stresses of that, but with the needs of our soul. And I think that's primarily actually what Jesus is talking about actually here in this verse, is rest for the soul, he says. And I think if we are living for God and have the peace of God in our hearts, that the world can be falling around us. And it's okay, because we have the peace of God in our hearts. One other aspect I'd like to just think about here, it might be just a slight bunny trail, but I think it's practical to our lives. And I want to read a few verses in Acts 15. This has taken a slight turn here, but my thought here is, we are the hands, we are the feet, we are the ambassadors of Jesus Christ, right? Jesus Christ's burden is easy and light. In Acts 15, that's where that Jerusalem conference was taking place, where a minister's meeting, where they're trying to decide how much some of these people should have to be doing. And in Acts 15:10, it says, "Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke on the neck of disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?" And then further down the chapter, in 28, it says, "For it seemeth good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. And then it goes on to list some things. And I think as ambassadors of Christ and witnesses of Christ and representatives of the author of a yoke that is easy, we need to be careful to be good examples of that as a church and as individuals. Are we willing to come alongside people that are struggling? Just whether it's anything, health, physical needs, spiritual needs, and get into the yoke with them and to help them? Or do we only just point out their problems and walk away? I think we need to try to bear each other's burdens, like it says in Galatians 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. You know, the Pharisees were just the opposite. There's something about that, the self-righteous spirit, to place more burdens on. That's how they were. They wanted more burdens that they could bear. They weren't doing themselves. That's human nature, I think. And we need to, as a church and as people, help to care and to show people Christ in this way. So, that pretty much concludes my thoughts, I guess. It's probably more of a peek into my own heart than maybe it applies to you. I don't know. But it's a blessed thought to me to think of the yoke of Christ as truly an instrument of mercy, a blessing, a carrying my loads and my problems. And if I can just remember to bring them to Christ, to share them with Him, He is willing to help us. So I just want to leave that as an encouragement as we go through life to allow God to help us in these things. Let's have a song.